This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we are live from Dave & Buster's at the block at Northway, I believe. I am your host for now, Whippio Insider Carlos Ofco. Join with me, Mike White, Dan Zangrilli will be joining shortly. But while Dan's out, Mike and I get to play. Mike, what's going on, my friend?
Well, Mr. Zofco,
we got some news.
The leaves are falling. And the teams are falling left and right in the playoffs as we get close to the WPL championships. Semifinal games tomorrow night, quarterfinal games tomorrow night. Great time of the year. Weather doesn't look too good tomorrow. But some news today on the high school football front. We'll be with people for the next 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Great show. We got guests lined up. Mike Brown from Norwin. The Norwin head coach
of Norwin, 6A coach of the year, or Mike Brown?
No relation. We got a Mike White and a Mike Brown on tonight. So Bill Chirpak will join us around 7 o'clock.
The Billy Thomas Goat.
Big game tomorrow night on KDKA, Thomas Jefferson, McKeesport. And Bill Chirpak will join us. And Mr. Matt Sigg, the Fort Cherry Star.
And Matt Sigg will join. Obviously, we got to get him some questions about his records broken, maybe some recruiting questions.
Yes. He's visiting schools, but big recruiting news today on WPL front, Carlo.
What was the biggest recruiting news of the day?
Do you want to say it or want me to say it?
The floor is yours, my friend.
Jay Timmons changed his mind again. The Pine Richland defensive back also plays receiver. No longer. He was committed to Indiana in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Changed his mind. Committed to Florida State. Changed his mind again, and he will be with the number one team right now next year, the Ohio State Buckeyes. He's flipped his commitment, and he will be a Buckeye.
The legacy recruit no more. He was following in his father's footsteps, although he did say, you know, I'm not really following my father's footsteps. You know, I get it. He played there, but I grew up a Florida State fan because of him. You know, I want to go down there and make my own name as well. But when Ohio State comes calling, sometimes you got to answer that, and you know, I did see Rivals did update their recruiting rankings. He is the number 2 cornerback in the country, number 29 player overall, which is very significant. It's the best player in Western Pennsylvania for quite some time now. Come on, Spell next year will be the best at 5 stars. But Jay Tim is 29 overall. That's you're close to 5-star range there. And Ohio State came calling. He did visit there. Were you aware that he visited there a couple weeks ago? Was a semi-secret official visit.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, the Florida State thing, Carlo, I talked to him one time, and this is no knock against his father, Lawrence, who played for the Steelers. But, you know, everybody's saying, oh, he went to Florida State because of his father. He doesn't live with his father.
Yeah.
And he told me, you know, he wasn't knocking his father, but he said, it's not like I'm really close to him.
Right.
His dad lives in
Florida.
He lives in Florida. So, and he credits his mom with a lot of his upbringing. So, you know, decommitting from Florida State isn't that surprising,
yeah,
considering that, even though his family down there. And you said Ohio State. You know, of all the teams probably outside of, you know, the Pitt, Penn State, West Virginia, wouldn't you say Ohio State, as far as top guys, has gotten more of them?
Of the
WPIO guys,
yeah.
In the last 10, 15 years.
Them and
so.
Notre Dame.
Exactly.
And Notre Dame.
Yes.
Yeah. They,
yes.
And for good reason. I mean, it's a nice, quick, easy drive to Columbus. It's hard to imagine getting an offer from Ohio State and not going there. You know, it checks really every single box. And, you know, I do want to credit Michigan, too. Michigan got Kalik Hudson. They got a couple of the Central Catholic guys.
Oh, without a doubt.
As well.
Oh, yeah.
So Michigan's done okay. But as far as, like, now when you're talking number 29 overall, and people don't seem to grasp this because it's a four-star player. When you're a borderline five-star player, that's a different level dude. Number 29 overall is kind of insinuating potential first-round draft pick here. A top 300 player is a four-star. That's a potential just NFL draft pick.
When you
get to the upper echelons like Malik Hooker's of the world who went to Ohio State, it's a first-round draft pick we're talking here.
But Malik Hooker wasn't ranked this high when he went there.
He ended quite high.
He went up.
Yeah.
He went up. But
not 29.
I think it's somewhat interesting because Jay Timmons has probably missed, I think, four games this year.
Yeah, he hasn't played
I still
in a
don't
ton.
Know the exact reason why. John LaDon told me in a text message that he wants to graduate early and he was taking care of some academic stuff, which I didn't understand because if you have to take care of some academic stuff, that's not after school at 3:30 or Friday nights at 7.
Right.
And I also saw he was maybe had a leg injury. Maybe he didn't want to get that out.
Yeah, tip it out.
So,
yeah.
I like Jay. He's good to deal with. And he's a player, but he has missed about. But he's back and making a difference.
Yeah, he is making a difference, and he really
How about
does
those two receivers?
Another. I mean, it really three. Jalen Neils. I mean, if
Correct.
You put Jalen Neils on another Western Pennsylvania team, I can't imagine he's not their number one target in 95% of them. He's the number three target, and also their tight end Tyler Hayes is pretty dang good too.
I know Jay Timmons is supposed to be a defensive back in
mm-hmm.
college, but Carlo, I seriously can't think of a WPIL team with two receivers as highly regarded, as highly rated, and as talented as he and Khalil Taylor. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. It's given you the Whitehead, Robert Foster vibes, but even
that's a good comparison.
Even
yes.
then, I mean,
but Whitehead
Jordan
was
played
still
a little
more of a running back.
Yeah, like he played those different
positions. He was still
positions.
More of a running back.
Yeah, but I mean, it was like in a sense, a pick your poison type of
yes.
sense a little bit. But yeah, Pine Richmond is firing on all cylinders, and Jay Timmons. I mean, he's had some monster games the last couple games, and the problem is Jay Timmons. You know, he's a legitimate 4.50 40 guy, and he's the second fastest target on this team. Khalil Taylor. So you can't even double guard Jay because Khalil's on the other side there. It's very, very tough to stop this Pine Richmond offense, and they are firing on all cylinders. Not to mention Ubi Strader, pretty dang good in the dropping back and throwing it to those two as well. The thing.
A little bit more. Talk about a little bit more about recruiting.
Yeah.
With Matt Sigg a little bit. Just he is going to visit Notre Dame this weekend.
The interesting thing about this visit, it is not an official visit. And I don't know if that's Matt's
It's decision. Unofficial.
Yeah, it's an unofficial visit. And Notre Dame's kind of – it's a little odd. Now, they do have an unbelievable defensive back recruiting class. So maybe this is like, hey, he'll be cherry on the top if he comes. But I don't know. Notre Dame's recruiting at a different level right now.
He has been to officials already. And just to get people up to speed on him,
he
committed to Penn State last year. And then when Franklin left, he look who the cat track
well,
did.
Well, well.
Look what the cat track did. Dan Zangrilli.
Once he gets live.
Yeah, I've been here for a while. You know, I was just listening, sitting back.
Were you sleeping in the car?
No, not quite. I don't fall asleep behind the wheel or suffer from narcolepsy, Mike. That happens around your age. But I, you know.
Well, before you rudely interrupted, we're giving some news on Matt Sick.
Some update on Matt Sick. So,
talking about the WVU stuff, huh?
Not so much WVU. I knew you'd get the WVU.
Oh, come on now.
Officials visits. He's been to Penn State, Indiana, and Pitt. Unofficial this weekend, Notre Dame. He's going to West Virginia. Official on November the 29th.
And it sounds like West Virginia says, hey, you can play
quarterback.
Offense here, play some QB. So
I still think he'll be a defensive back, but that's just my and who knows? I mean, depending on where James Franklin ends up.
Yeah, maybe he says hello to Hokieville or Gainesville. But we will talk more coming up next. This is Quest for the Best on KDKA Radio.
And welcome back. We are here at Dave and Buster's in the North Hills in advance of quarterfinal, semifinal action around the WPIL. The postseason is here. We appreciate you spending Thursday with us. Tomorrow night, we're at Chartiers Valley High School. That's the home site, if you will, neutral site for a dandy of a 4A matchup, a rematch of last year's 4A championship game. The McKeesport Tigers and the Thomas Jefferson Jaguars. Mon Valley Mayhem, we anticipate, will ensue. It is one of the better matchups among WPIL running backs. Keeman Spell, Tyler Eber for the Tigers and the Jaguars in particular will be center stage. And with Carlo Zofko, the WPIL insider, and the Post-Gazette's Mike White, Dan Zang, really glad to be with you. In addition to this great running back matchup that we'll have on display for you on air and on all of our social channels. Guys, we have the storyline of this great matchup between a couple of former conference rivals, games that have more often than not been tightly contested games that have gone either way. But also, I think the storyline here is for the McKeesport Tigers of their pathway to a WPIL championship. They have been right there at the doorstep. They are a semifinal team. Oftentimes, if they do get to a championship game, they're the runner-up. It's the always the bridesmaid, never the bride, monkey on the back for the McKeesport Tigers. And tomorrow night, I don't know if it's the pathway, if it's the most important game in getting to that championship, which they haven't won in 20 years. 2005 was the last one. So Mike, Carlo, this one, what it means, not so much for Bill Chirpek, because he has 10 of them, and we're going to talk to him coming up a little bit later on, and I think they've surprised some people. A bit of an upset. A lot of folks didn't think that they would win last week, but I want to focus on the McKeesport side of things for Tiger fans, guys. What does tomorrow mean for them? If they do get by the Jaguars, can you crown them king despite, you know, there's still being another game to be played?
Well, that's the biggest problem there, Dan, is the two boogeymen for McKeesport the last couple years have been Thomas Jefferson and Aliquippa. And if they get past Thomas Jefferson, there's at least a 50-50 chance that they're getting Aliquippa in the finals. So I think to kind of exercise all the demons, I think they need a big game. And quite frankly, I think they need a big game from Kamon Spell. They're averaging 52 points a game when he plays. They're going to need to get somewhere near that, keep that confidence rolling.
And Mike, I mean, can McKeesport win the big game? That is something that I think is kind of hanging on Matt Miller's head here. It's like a dark cloud that's following him around. You know, there have been some big contests, and quite frankly, they haven't performed when the rent is due. I mean, I don't want to go as far as saying that they choke on a big stage. That's not necessarily the case, but you know, there have been a lot of woulda, coulda, shoulda moments that Coach Miller, McKeesport, Tiger fans have had to endure the last 15 years.
Well, Dan, I think I would disagree with you a little bit from this fact. You know, they've lost in the championship. They've lost in semifinal games. But a lot of times, they haven't been the best team.
Right. I would agree with that.
I would say all those years. Like when they lost to West Allegheny with that
16
penalty on the field goal kick. You know, I don't think they were the best team. I think West Allegheny was. And I think other times they've lost. And this is no knock against them. So I think it's –
Do you think they've overachieved?
I'm complimenting Matt Miller. I don't necessarily think, you know, they've been the best team, and they didn't win it. Even last year, they lost to Thomas Jefferson. I think Thomas Jefferson was the better team overall. This year, I don't know if I'd say that. I think this is a toss-up because this Thomas Jefferson team is looking a lot like a lot of
they got healthy quickly, and boy,
going
are they
up,
deadly.
up at the end of the season. And as far as run, I remember writing the story for the championship last year. What a running back matchup! And again, here we have it again. Two of the best junior running backs WPF.
And maybe next year
so
too.
So different, so different. And Keymon Spell and Tyler Eber. I mean, Spell carries the ball like 13 times a game, and Tyler Eber in this
like
game
40.
Will carry 35 to 40. And it's a great running back. But if anybody can stop Keymon Spell, I'm not saying they will and not stop him, but control him, Thomas Jefferson has proven they can do it. Now, Spell only played three plays, carried the ball three times before he left them when they played earlier this year. But last year, championship game, Keymon Spell, 64 yards on 15 carries. Tyler Eber, 33 carries, 158.
Right, he was
so
worse.
I don't necessarily think that Keysport's always been the better team. I think with Keymon Spell, though, I think they're the favorites tomorrow night.
Okay. And I know this is a big assumption because of everything that we just laid out with Thomas Jefferson getting healthy and how can you actually count them out? Anytime you do, it's really a fool's errand. But if they do get past TJ, what does that do for their pathway to a championship? And is this their best pathway to a championship in 20 years?
I said they may not have been the best team all those other years. I think this is their best chance, Carly, for a championship.
Mm-hmm.
And I said about Spell last year. Well, guess what? He's a lot better this year.
Yeah.
He's a lot bigger. He's a lot stronger. And Bill Cherbet, you can ask him when we have him on. He raved about him last year.
Oh, sure.
I mean, and I'm sure about him this year, and he's better than he was last year. So I think if Thomas Jefferson, if he gains like 175, 185 again, I can't see them losing.
Yeah, it's going to come down to that defense from McKeesport. Now, I will say last year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
TJ, I think for McKee, I think you have to contain Tyler Eber as well as much as
true.
Come on, spell.
True.
I mean, it's going to be a battle there. I think, I don't know, you talked to some McKeesport people when they went on that run last year. Everybody was kind of saying, this wasn't supposed to be the team.
They were so young.
Next year's team. And here it is. The bill is due. So if it's not this year, then when?
So, and going back to Mike's point that I brought up, you know, always the bridesmaid, never the bride. Mike, your stances, and I can understand your point here, they have not underachieved. You have Keemon Spell this year. He's a junior. You have Keemon Spell next year as a senior, Carlo. I would think there's some pressure on here because just the fact of the matter of that you have Keemon Spell, one of the best running backs in the country, and you don't win a championship with him, just that statement alone, and while it probably lacks all of the nuance and context, it's hard to kind of get past that lead of you had Keemon Spell and you don't have a championship to show for it.
I would agree. And if you guys remember, head coach Matt Miller came on just a couple weeks ago and said Keemon Spell was the best McKeesport player
ever. Right.
So, I mean, this is –
so yeah,
the table is set now.
Absolutely.
Time to prove it now.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, everybody's hungry in McKeesport, and Thomas Jefferson stands in their way. A great game on KDKA Radio tomorrow in the 4A semifinals. Inviting you to stay tuned. A great storyline is brewing also in the 6A classification, and we'll tell you about that. History could be made tomorrow. What is it? After the news, all the details. We're at Dave and Buster's talking all things high school football and quest for the best across KDKA. And thanks for joining us. We have a huge Friday night coming up tomorrow. It's semifinal, quarterfinal action. So many great games. This was a hard week to figure out what the KDKA radio game of the week would be. We eventually settled on Thomas Jefferson and McKeesport. We hope he'll join us tomorrow night at 7 o'clock for that, with pregame coverage beginning at 6 p.m. But Woodland Hills will meet Upper St. Clair. How about the Penn Trafford Moon Showdown? Aliquippa and Newcastle, what a rematch that could be. Elizabeth Forward, North Catholic, South Allegheny, Washington, that's intriguing. You get to also the 6A classification, and that's where our conversation takes us right now. A chance to go to a championship for the first time ever. For the Norwin Knights, they have the North Allegheny Tigers, a perennial power, in a semifinal matchup coming up tomorrow. That, too, is a terrific game, and history could be made. So let's discuss it and break it down. And with us right now, the head coach of the Knights, Mike Brown. Coach, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good. Thank you guys for having me.
Let me ask you about the anticipation, the excitement, the nerves of all involved, from players, staff, band, cheerleaders, student body, and including yourself here on the eve of such a big game and such an opportunity.
Yeah, we're really excited to be where we're at right now. As a program, you know, this is kind of one of the goals that we've set. We're really excited. I know the community is excited. The school is excited, and we got a great community. You know, that's backing us. We expect a great crowd. You know, tomorrow night we expect a great crowd traveling with us. And you know, again, we're really excited to be in the opportunity that we're at. But with that being said, you know, we're not satisfied either. So the excitement's there. I know there's going to be nerves headed into tomorrow, but as soon as you know, the ball's kicked off, that's all out the window, and we're just going to try to, you know, get to our game plan and hopefully come out with a good outcome with it.
And let's be honest here. This is kind of uncharted territory for the Norwin Knights, and a lot of times, first time on the stage, first time on the dance, coaches, they'll be concerned about how their players will respond on such a stage with the lights as bright as they will be tomorrow. How do you feel about your team's readiness in being able to step onto that stage and perform?
Yeah, I mean, with 6A, everybody having a bye, I think, you know, we use that as a positive to be able, you know, to talk about it and have a little bit more time than we usually do. But I think our kids are ready. I think our kids are excited about the opportunity. They know what's at stake, but they know, you know, we've had big games in the past. It's a little bit of uncharted territory, but we're going to use that as a positive. You know, we're just going to treat this game like any other as closely as we possibly can. I know pretty much everybody knows that it's really not, you know, any other game, and it's a, you know, huge game for our program. But we have to, you know, do what we have to do, and we have to stick back to the basics. So we've talked about it during practice. We try to simulate it as much as possible. But again, our kids, I think, are ready to go.
Mike White here. First, I got to say to you, I don't think anywhere in radio history has there been a conversation in radio with Mike White talking to a Mike Brown. So we got to have a very colorful conversation here, right? Anyway, seriously though, Mike, hey, what a job you've done there. 7-3 this year. But I wanted to ask you, and these guys are maybe going to ask you a little bit more about the game, but what has been, do you think, the biggest factor in this team being able, no, you're not in the championship yet, but you're kind of gotten over that hump of getting in the playoffs, and you came there, they hadn't done that since 2017. Is there anything you think that has been the biggest factor, whether it be on the field, X's and O's? Did you bring something, whether it be off the field or maybe a combination of a couple of things?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, you know, the trust factor of it. You know, we came in 2 years ago, and when I say we, you know, I mean my coaching staff. You know, this can't be done with anybody, you know, just one person. And as much as I like to think, you know, I'm doing a good job, it wouldn't ever have happened without my coaching staff and the administration at Norwin. So, you know, it takes a village, like people say. And I think everybody believing that we could do it, because we've had some, you know, rough times, especially, you know, the last two seasons. And we talked to the guys actually tonight about it. You know, this group was sophomores when we got there. And, you know, they easily could have said, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. This staff doesn't know what they're talking about. They're just blowing smoke. And they bought in, you know, and they trusted us, and they saw that we care about them. And I really think that's what got us, you know, over the hump, you know, and getting us the quality wins that we need to, is playing together, but having that trust in one another that, you know, we can all do this together. Because, you know, as everybody knows, in a football, basketball, soccer, any type of team, you know, aspect, it's going to take the whole team, but it's also going to take, you know, everybody involved. So, you know, we don't run a, you know, different offense than everybody runs, or a different defense. I think it's, you know, the camaraderie that we have, you know, and the team that we have. But again, it starts with the guys, because we could, you know, draw anything up. But, you know, if we don't have guys that we can develop and have trust with, then it really doesn't matter. So I give all the credit, you know, to my coaching staff, the administration, but mostly, you know, the student athletes that we have.
Coach, this is Carlos Ofco here. This segues into my next question, and congratulations on Coach of the Year. You guys did not name a Player of the Year yet, and for my money, I think the 6A Player of the Year is your quarterback, Tristan Tavares. Can you talk about and maybe pitch to them, you know, one final time why he is the 6A Player of the Year?
Yeah, I mean, this doesn't happen without a guy like Tristan. He's been doing it since he's been a freshman, and we were actually at Hempfield when he was a freshman, and we were worried about him as a freshman. And that's just the type of player he is. But when we got to Norwin, we saw what type of guy he is. And he's a hard nose. He's tough as nails. I don't think coaching in the college level, coaching in the high school level, I've never had a guy this tough, battling through injuries. But also, he stays level-headed. I actually had an interview earlier, and I kind of compared him to Mike Winchell from Friday Night Lights.
I love that. I love that comparison.
Yeah. They're trying to get him the smile. And they're like, yeah, he's not smiling. And that's the type of guy he is, you know, and whether something's going good, something's going bad, you know, he's level-headed, and it's the maturity that he has. And, you know, he's a leader on our team, but he is the definition of a leader by example. You know, he's not going to be the rah-rah guy. He's just going to go out, and he's just going to work. And, you know, we couldn't be more grateful for him because he's a player. And I think now, you know, not only the Whipple, but a lot of college scouts now are starting to see, you know, what type of player he is. And he's going to get everything that he deserves by the way he works. So, mm-hmm. you know, I couldn't be prouder of him. I'm glad he's on our team. But, you know, next year I don't know what we're going to do because we've never been here without him. So I'm just really proud of him, and I can't be more excited to see him play tomorrow.
All right, Coach Brown, appreciate it. Go make some history tomorrow, will you? I can only imagine what that would mean for the Norwood Knights and everybody in the community if you knock off a lineage program like North Allegheny.
I appreciate you guys, and thank you guys for everything that you do for high school sports. It's really appreciative.
Thank you, Coach.
Good luck, Coach.
Good luck.
Well, history tomorrow. The Norwood Knights knocking off the North Allegheny Tigers. Quickly, guys, we're up against break here, but what are the chances that you think that Norwin can get it done? To me, it looks like North Allegheny's been leaking some oil the last few weeks.
There's no doubt. I think it's a toss-up game.
I would agree. And, you know, North Allegheny, the bye week came at the right time. You know, they needed to get healthy, so maybe they got healthier and can right this ship. But well, it's going to be a dogfight against Norwin.
It's nice to see something interesting and titillating, if you will, in 6A.
I would agree.
Right?
Thank God.
So breath of fresh air from that respect, and we'll be following that one closely. Do stay with us. Coming up next, it is Quest for the Best with Bill Chirpak. His team trying to get back to the championship game. Chirp already has more rings than anybody in the history of the WPIAL. He has to get past one of the best running backs and one of the best collective teams in 4A to get back to another title game. He'll discuss some of the particulars with us as part of our Game of the Week coverage tomorrow. McKeesport and Thomas Jefferson. Chirp, the GOAT, coming up next.
There you were.
Thanks for being with us. Bill Chirpak after the news at 7 p.m. Matt Sigg, a blue chipper from Western Pennsylvania, opening up his recruiting, the Fort Cherry star, and the all-time yardage leader in the history of the WPIL will also join us next hour. We will break down all of the big games in the semifinals and quarterfinals that come your way tomorrow on what is a really fun night for high school football as we're in the postseason. Mike White of the Post-Gazette, Carlo Zofko, the WPIL insider, Dan Zangrilli back with you. Big news today, recruiting, if you're just joining us, Jay Timmons flipping to Ohio State. Tomorrow night, we'll bring you a great running back matchup, Keeman Spell, McKeesport, Penn State commit, at least he was, but opening things up on the recruiting front. I think Notre Dame might be the leader in the clubhouse there. It looks like he's taken to that place, fish to water out there in South Bend. Tyler Eber, great workhorse for Bill Chirpak and a great runner for the Jaguars. So that's what we have on the air for you tomorrow. Mike White, you wrote the top 10 coaches of the last 25 years. This century, one name that was omitted, Jim Render, the all-time WPIO wins leader. You have Chirp as the top guy. Second on that list is Bob Pelko. Really good list, but the point that you make as to why Jim Render is not on that list, which I know a lot of the, you know, football fans with some gray around their temples, they would consider it blasphemous, but I think your point is salient.
Well, I ask you guys later on your top 10 maybe, but yeah, I mean, Jim Render is one of the greatest coaches in WPL in any sport, but that was in the last 25 years, since 2000. No offense against him, but he was done, I think, in 2017, and he did a great job, but he won only one championship, one state. Those other guys on there won more than
there
he did.
There was multiple, and some at different schools.
Yeah, so, hey, he's on the Mount Rushmore, but not since 2000.
Well, I got the gripe. Joe Rossi. Where's Joe Rossi at? South Fayette.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I did it tomorrow, I might have him on there.
And even though the tenure isn't all that substantial, what he did in an extraordinarily short period of time.
I think how he turned it
well,
around.
Well, but I'm saying in other ways, Mike Warfield. I don't think he's on that list.
Well, I pointed out there also why I didn't pick him, because he's only been there. I went with longevity, too. I thought
sure,
that
pal.
Was a factor. And that's my credentials, mm-hmm. my preferences. And I'm not saying, yeah, and that's why it's fun to do these things. You know, should it be that? And I said, I think he should be there half of the 25 years.
Well, the point that you always bring up when people feel like they're an aggrieved party with this, you always counter with, well, who do you take off? And you
exactly.
You have the top 10 list there, and it's really hard to take anybody off. And just for those that aren't familiar with it, I urge you to read the article, number one. There's a lot of good points laid out there, but Bill Chirpak ranks number one. That's really no surprise. It's hard to debate that. Bob Pelko at two. Art Walker, Central Catholic and North Allegheny, at three. Mike Zmijanek, he's sitting at fourth with
that,
Terry Totten.
That rubs some people the wrong way.
Sure.
I'm like, what do you want for the? He went to the championship 10 years in a row, and he won, I don't know, five yeah. or six championships, and I don't know. And what happened to him? But what happened to him, if anybody had to take over for him, Mike Warfield was the best guy to get take over.
So Zmijanek may not be on the list at four for me. Maybe he sits at eight or nine, if these are rankings as well. So five, it's Terry Totten, Central Catholic. George Novak, six. Tom Nola, Clareton. At seven, Mark Lyons, sneaky name, maybe somewhat debatable, I guess, on that list at number eight. Gene Matsuk,
Rochester.
He's won
five titles since 2010,
yeah,
including two states.
Yeah. And then Eric Kasparovic is at number 10 for Pine Richland. So that's the list.
You can make a point for Rossi. You can make a point.
Rossi and John Ladon, yeah.
Yeah, same thing, mm-hmm. though. You know, these guys are – and someone brought up, how could you not have John – Ruane on there from Penn Trafford, one of the best coaches around right now.
Sure.
But he's been there for, what, maybe 12 years or so, maybe something like that. And no offense to him, he's done an unbelievable job putting Penn Trafford on the map again. But yeah. he's won one championship.
Well, and then, again, who do you take off?
Again.
To put
exactly,
one on,
exactly.
one has to go off.
Exactly.
And then when you compare the resumes side by side, yeah, a number of different
I'm
factors.
I'm curious if your guy, I want you to give top 10 later.
Hmm.
You're sure you didn't think of it, Dan, because
no,
you came.
I don't.
You came late.
I don't.
You came unprepared. So,
by the way, here's your pen. I asked for a pen earlier, and you handed me your bingo
earlier.
Card stamp.
I didn't have it.
That's not what I
and
want.
I went into my pencil case from my grade school and pulled it out.
You know, I'm just so happy that you've upgraded to pens from your
number
your,
two pencil.
No, from the quill and the
yeah.
ink. Yes. Alongside Carlo Zofko, the WPIL insider and one of the original signers of the Declaration of Independence, Mike White. I'm Dan Zang, really inviting you to stay tuned. Bill Chirpak coming up
funny.
Next on KDKA. And thanks for joining us into our second hour, previewing all of tomorrow night's action. There's a lot of great games, and our game of the week is McKeesport-Thomas Jefferson semifinal showdown this year. Last year, it was a championship tilt that went to the Thomas Jefferson Jaguars and the record-breaking 10th championship for head coach Bill Chirpak. Dan Zangrilli, WPIL insider Carlo Zofko, and Post-Gazette sports writer Mike White here at Dave & Buster's in the North Hills. Alongside now, joining us is Bill Chirpak on the phone. Chirp, congratulations on what has turned out to be another solid season. Maybe not the way that you would have drawn it up at the outset, but here you guys are with a chance to play for another championship yet again. Great model of consistency. So as we kind of get into previewing the game tomorrow, I do want to ask you about the year at large and of all of the years that you've had, where this one, in terms of maybe some wonkiness and twists and turns, kind of ranks.
Yeah, this was just definitely a strange year. You know, we faced a lot of challenges, some adversity on and off the field. You know, it was just a year filled with just ups and downs. And, you know, finally at the end here, we're kind of getting healthy. We're getting guys back on the field and, you know, starting to play a lot better and come together and, you know, it's tough whenever you're doing things and it's not working out well, and you just got to fight through it and there's only one way to do it, and that's keep working hard, and that's what the kids did, and they've done a good job and, you know, put themselves in a good position now.
Billy, Mike White here. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. Thank you. How you doing?
I'm okay. Well, first question, just a fun question here I got to ask. Do they still have the chirp chicken on the menu at the school cafeteria?
Yeah, they do. They do.
They do? Okay. Okay. All right.
They do.
Hopefully there's
I don't know. I don't know the quality of it. I haven't had it, but the kids seem to like it. I don't know.
Really? You've never had it?
I have never had it. No, I've never eaten in our cafeteria.
You got a sandwich. He's never had it.
Never had it. Nope.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, and, you played McKeesport in a championship last year, and I've talked to you about him before, Keymon Spell, and I know you're the opposing coach, but I know you're not going to be the type of guy just because you're playing him tomorrow night, you're not going to blow smoke. But, Billy, can you put in perspective, I mean, for a guy who's been around, done so much, how good is this kid as a running back? I mean, I remember being in the locker room with you guys before you played Russell Shell one of his years, and you shut him down. So you've seen some really great ones. How good is this kid?
I think the big thing, with him is, you know, there's no deficiencies. He can run with speed. He can run with power. He can make you miss. He's big. He's fast. Like, you know, a lot of times you get running backs, you know, that are highly touted, and you know, you try to get them into a situation that's not to their best advantage. Really, there isn't any. He catches the ball in the backfield. He blocks. They put him out at receiver. He's got touchdown passes at receiver. You know, he just really has all the tools, and he's ultra competitive. You can tell that he just loves the game. He's a winner. It's just, you know, those are the types of guys that make everybody else better, because there's no doubt there are two different teams with him and without him. I mean, it's not even close.
One of the would you say he's one of the best all-time you've seen?
He is, simply because he makes everyone else so much better when he's on the field,
okay,
on their team. Okay. Yeah, no doubt.
Coach Chirp, Carlos Zofko here. Wanted to ask you, you had the injury bug a little bit kind of in the middle of the year there. You get Kane Egerton back, and Kane had a monster game last week, three different touchdowns, including a 99-yard pick six to kind of ice the game. What type of factors and what another dimension does Kane Egerton bring to the Jags when he's healthy?
And the thing is, you know, like, and I told the kids, look, everybody has injuries, you know, things happen, guys have to step up. It was just for us, everybody was hurt, was at the same position for some reason. We had like our top eight receivers and defensive backs out at one time. But wow. Getting them back now and having that opportunity and that ability for our young quarterback to have a go-to guy like Kane has made all the difference in the world, because he didn't have that for a while. And he, you know, just having that stability, you know, that security blanket, to know that guys are going to make plays if you give them a chance and get the ball their way. That was huge. And I think it was big for Kane, too, coming back. You know, he missed five games, you know, with a turf toe injury. And I think for him it was ultra important for him to, you know, take some of that success and come back and know that he was healed and, you know, good to go.
Bill Chirpak, head coach of the Thomas Jefferson Jaguars. Tomorrow night they'll take on the McKeesport Tigers. It'll be at Chartiers Valley High School, the 4A semifinals. Chance to go to another championship game. We'll have the game for you right here on KDKA Radio. Chirp, we were talking about Keymon Spell here a moment ago. Tyler Eber, your guy, I think would like a seat at the table, is one of the better running backs in Western Pennsylvania. So I'll give you an opportunity to give him his flowers on the air, but I also do want to talk to you about your mindset on pitch counts, running backs in general, workload. Let's go back the last few years. Some really good ones, Quentin Martin, Bell Vernon, coach at the time, Matt Humbert, seemed to really limit the touches, put him on a pitch count, if you will. It seems as if they do that with Keymon Spell at McKeesport to a degree. You will feed a running back, as you did in the championship games, 33 times last year. So walk me through what the opposition is doing, what you're doing, the mindset on the two different extremes.
They're freaking teenagers. They want to play. Give them the ball. You know what I mean? Like, Jesus.
All right, Billy. I love it. Way to go. I'm glad you. I was so blunt with that. Good.
Yeah. I mean, Jesus. This isn't the NFL. This isn't college or limit. You know, no. Tyler wants the ball 20 more times a game. You know?
They're freaking teenagers.
Whatever makes it go, that's what you go with. This isn't brain surgery. You know what I mean? Like, I told somebody earlier, I said, they know who they are, and we know who we are. We both have identities that we know, and that's what takes us there. We have to run the ball. You know, Tyler doesn't want to split time. Emmett runs a little bit, but, you know, he's so comfortable with carrying the load, and, you know, we'll gladly let him do it because he's good at it.
Bill Chirpak is with us. You could now we're not left wondering as to where you fall on the matter, so we appreciate you for clarifying that. So do we confuse this and do we gum it all up? Do we get in our own way in today's football society, tripping over our own 2 feet, paralysis by analysis, all that stuff, as opposed to, you know, keeping it fairly simple as you just did with your answer and ergo your mindset?
It's literally all it is. I mean, you tackle the guy with the ball and, you know, try to score. It's just much more simpler than people make it out to be. You know, everyone talks about what we do and play. We probably have 8 running plays and 8 pass plays that we use on a regular basis. So we want them to know them well and execute them well. And, you know, I see all these teams that are, they're signaling. They got 55 signs on their sideline and signals and all this other garbage.
They're hiding their signals with banners. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you think anybody cares what their signals are? I mean, come on. And, you know, it's just so crazy. They're outthinking themselves. You see these guys go to the playoffs and change everything. Like, no, just do what you're good at, you know, practice that. And, you know, I can't stand seeing teams, you know, that run 800 different things but just are average at everything instead of being good at, you know, a few things.
Well, have you ever given a TED Talk before, Chirp?
We, you know, our biggest thing with the kids is they understand who we are and what we are. I don't have receivers saying I need 25 catches. You know, they know what we are, especially with a young quarterback. And so there's no gray area of what we are and what we want to do. And they all understand that. And, you know, it may take some personal sacrifice for the team, but that's the way it goes.
Yeah, and that's sport, that's life, and that's development, and that's what you're there to do at the end of the day. And I guess who are we to argue? 10 rings, an opportunity for you to have a chance to go get another one. Congratulations to you here on finding a way and sticking with it because, frankly, from afar, Coach, it looked like this was going to be one of those years where you were looking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Looking ahead to 2026, but obviously there's plenty to play for in 2025 for the Jaguars.
Yeah, it was teetering there for a little bit, but I don't think we ever lost our way in terms of, you know, what path we wanted to take. It was just, you know, doing some patchwork along that path and you know, trying to stay on it. We were fortunate that we did not have, and I'm knock on wood here, we haven't had any lineman injuries, and that's a big deal for us. You know, our line's been solid. They've been very consistent, and they've led the way. I mean, we've had games where I think, you know, we threw three passes, but you know, we were able to win the game just because of the circumstances. So lean on your strength, and that certainly is one of ours. And they carried us through that rough time, and now, you know, it's kind of opening up a little bit more.
There we go. And tomorrow it's on KDKA Radio, TJ and McKeesport, a little Mon Valley mayhem. Coach, good luck. We'll see you tomorrow.
I appreciate it. Sounds good.
Thanks,
see you
Bill.
Tomorrow.
Good luck, Coach.
Thanks, Bill.
See you, Michael.
There he goes. Bill Chirpa. So, you know, it's funny. And what can we glean from the interview and the answers there? And I think it's a common denominator and that common fabric with a lot of the good coaches. All the ones with the rings, they share pretty much a similar mindset. I don't want to call these wannabes or, you know, the other coaches with so much smoke and mirrors and the overthinking of things, they just don't have the success that guys like Bill Chirpak have because of a very keep it simple mindset and the emphasis on execution and basic fundamentals. We kind of lose our way. We take fundamentals for granted. We don't focus on the very simplest of things. And a lot of times, you know, you just get beat by, we'll call them very vanilla teams like the Thomas Jefferson Jaguars for the better part of 35 years.
You know, I will always remember to tell you a story. This was about 6-7 years ago. Bill Priatko has a luncheon every summer with legendary coaches, about 15 of them. And Chirpak and Bob Pelko are always there. And those two were talking together, and I was right there. And Bob Pelko said to me, I'm so sick of him, of Bill Chirpak's team, because it's like they have clones. Do you have a clone machine over at Thomas Jefferson? Because every kid is 6'2", 180, 190, and can just play and is a great high school player. And you have linemen that are always about 230, 240, 250 and can just play. And it's like they come off the assembly line, all of them.
Yep.
And they do. I think he has been so good over the years that, yes, he has his way, but he also adapts to personnel. Instead of saying, no, I'm going to – you adapt to – totally to my system.
If he gets a quarterback.
The person. If he gets a quarterback, he throws it a little
more.
You know, when he had Shane Stump a few years ago and Danny Diener, he threw it more. But he's always, usually had a pretty good running back and pretty good linemen.
Yeah, and he's not dependent upon the once-in-a-generation, you know, power four,
right,
power five,
correct,
guy that's going to walk in and be the savior of the program. The
and
program,
they're usually always his kids.
Yeah.
They don't come from other
that's
places.
That's a great point as well, and that's why I think he's the greatest coach of all time. It's him and then everybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's him and everybody else.
I don't disagree.
I mean, and it's like second place is there's some distance now. Between
and it's going to continue to add, especially if they get him in 11th.
Yeah,
I mean, that,
which is wild. And here they are again in the semifinals when most people, us included, I think, wrote them off. All right, stay with us. Matt Sigg joins us. What is he going to do? I'm sure he'll give us the very politically correct answer as to his college decision process now that he's opened up his recruiting with dismissal of James Franklin at Penn State. But nevertheless, Fort Cherry is right there in the thick of it, vying for a third straight WPIAL championship. So he'll join us next, the WPIAL all-time yardage leader, Matt Sigg, when we return on KDKA. And welcome back. Dave and Buster's here in the North Hills. Fort Cherry Rangers have a big one tomorrow against Neshanic. Quarterfinal, semifinal action around the WPIAL. And we're getting ready for a big Friday night. KDKA Radio will be broadcasting McKeesport Thomas Jefferson. But that's not to take away from that big one with the Rangers and the Lancers. Here to talk about it, Matt Sigg, Fort Cherry quarterback. Is with us right now with Mike White of the Post-Gazette, WPIL insider Carlo Zofko, and Dan Zhang. Really? Matt, how are you? Senior year into November. Basically, you have a month left, ideally, of high school football in your career, and that's assuming that you get all the way to a state championship. I know that is your ultimate goal. Has that, after this long, illustrious career that you've had and all you've accomplished, the records that you've set, the hardware that you've been able to accumulate, is it real for you yet that the clock is ticking and you basically have a month left of it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's been fun so far, and you know, we're kind of trying to go week by week, but I'm just trying to take everything in and have some fun with my boys and, you know, hopefully get a state championship. That's our ultimate goal, and you know, get the first one for the school and the community. That'd be awesome.
Hey, Matt, Mike White, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. Hey, I'm going to ask you two quick questions. Number one, a fun question. What, now it's fourth year, what does Matt Sigg do on the eve of Friday night games? Any traditions? What does Matt Sigg do?
On the night before the game, not much. I kind of just come home, watch some football with my dad, and go to bed. That's about it.
So no team dinners or anything?
We do after our, we have walkthrough on Thursday, and then we'll have a team dinner and we watch film. But that's a little bit earlier in the night. But yeah.
Okay, real quick, and I know you don't probably want to talk a lot about the recruiting, but it is what it is. A lot of people are interested in. You know, you opened up your recruiting. You were committed to Penn State, and I think you've been to Indiana, Penn State, and Pitt with official visits. Going to Notre Dame this weekend on an unofficial,
yes,
am I right? Okay,
uh-huh.
Okay. You know, you were committed, and all of a sudden this happens, and I am sure probably constantly asked by classmates, teammates, hey, where are you going? What's new? Has that been tough to handle when you thought this was all settled? How have you handled it? Has it become a pain at all?
I wouldn't say it's become a pain, but yeah, it was definitely, I mean, everything that happened at Penn State was a shock to me. I had a great relationship with Coach Franklin and a lot of the coaches up there. I mean, I was getting ready to go there in a couple months and thought it was all set. And then that just one day everything changed and kind of had to open things up, and it's definitely been hectic, you know, since that point. And yeah, a lot of questions being asked, like, you know, what are you going to do? What are you doing? And all I can really say is, I don't know. And but yeah, I mean, it doesn't really bother me. I know it's definitely a cool thing to be going through.
Do you have any kind of timetable where are you still thinking of going somewhere for the spring semester, no matter where it is?
Yeah, I'm. I'm looking to make a decision on signing day or, you know, a little bit before that. But, you know, right now trying to just, you know, figure everything out and process everything and, you know, hopefully make the right decision.
Matt, Carlo Zofko here. Now, as you're trying to navigate your visits and what to do, is that a pain? Like, I saw that you're scheduled to visit West Virginia. How do you navigate that? Hopefully you're still playing while you're still doing that. Is that going to affect you? How do you take these visits? I know you went to Pitt. How do you take them? Do you just do them Saturday nights and Sunday mornings?
Yeah, basically. Just, you know, go up, leave on a Saturday morning, go to the game, and you know, kind of hang out with the coaches and figure everything out like that on Saturday nights and Sundays. So that's how it has looked. But you know, Friday nights are come first for me, and so, you know, that's the most important thing right now.
And you have West Virginia coming up this weekend, Notre Dame coming up this weekend, West Virginia a couple weeks. Is there any other school kind of piquing your interest, or are we kind of into the finals of this thing where it's kind of a Pitt, Indiana, West Virginia, Notre Dame, Penn State? Is there any other school that could swing you, or are you kind of locked in with those ones?
Yeah, this is kind of the final stages, these schools, but I will say wherever Coach Franklin does end up at, I will definitely take a look at that.
Interesting.
You got that out of him. Matt, enough of recruiting real fast. The other big question at WPL football, how is Matt Sigg's right arm doing?
It's doing good. Getting a lot better. And
you've thrown only one pass in five games.
I know. I feel bad for my receivers. All they've been doing is blocking, but they're doing a good job, and, you know, we appreciate them.
So the arm's doing better?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Talking with Matt Sigg, WPIL all-time yardage leader, who has a big one against Neshanic. We talked a lot about the recruiting. Matt, what would it mean to get the state championship? I mean, I would think that your high school career has otherwise gone better than you ever could have imagined, with bringing Fort Chariot's first WPIL title a year ago, going back-to-back last year, winning in dramatic fashion. All of the team success, rallying the town, rebonding it with its local football team, and then all the individual stuff, right? Now the one last box to check, how unfulfilled are you, I guess, to that end, with everything you have accomplished, but that one final thing? I mean, what would that mean, and how hungry are you for it?
I mean, that would mean the world for a lot of people around here. So, you know, that's really my motivation, just to try to get it done for, you know, all the people that, you know, have been able to follow us and follow this journey that we've been on and been a part of it. And I know me and the guys right now, that's our number one goal, and, you know, we're definitely very hungry for it. That's definitely something we want to check off the box when it's all said and done.
All right, Matt Sigg telling us that, you know, wherever James Franklin ends up, you're going to take a look at that. I guess one final thing on that. What is that? Why do you have such a strong tie to him?
Are you still in contact?
Yeah. Well, why is that? Why is that relationship so strong? I guess. Can you give us some insight into it? Because you seem to trust him implicitly.
Yeah, he and his staff were the first school to ever offer me and believe in me, and they've shown nothing but love and been great to me and my family. I mean, he's come out to school a bunch of times just to spend time with us. And, you know, whenever we're on campus, too, he's got a lot of things he could be doing. He always prioritizes spending time with us and, you know, making us feel loved. And, you know, we were really happy with what was going on there. And he's just a great guy, a great coach, and a person that, you know, you want to be around whenever it comes to your future. And so, I mean, we were really happy with that, but, you know, kind of waiting to see what ends up happening there. And, you know, whatever happens, and, you know, we'll figure everything out.
All right, there he goes. Matt Sigg, thank you much, man. Appreciate
the
insight.
Thank you, Matt. You're the best.
Good luck,
man.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. So, I mean, it's good to hear, as we talk about where everybody is going and prioritizing, he's circling back. What he just described here is to relationship and loyalty. Something about the relationship and the trust and the loyalty that he has with a particular coach.
Yeah, it matters.
And well, but does it anymore? Seems to be the unicorn,
Dan,
with Matt.
It's because of the type of kid he
100%.
Is.
Yeah. And that's what I guess that's the overarching point here, that when you hear one of these great players in WPL history, everything's for sale and everybody can be bought. But it doesn't sound in particular as if his integrity, his loyalty, all those tangible qualities, Mike, have a price tag on them.
Dan, I'll say this, and not to be too mushy or whatever, but in this job, I've been so lucky over the years. Sometimes guys that you write about a lot and deal with a lot, you get to know them as people and as kids, and there are a lot of great kids out there. But he is one of the most genuine, humble kids that I have dealt with in 40-some years, and just a great kid. And that's why, I mean, and his family, too. His family grounds him. And he's just, I think he's always made the right moves. He always says the right things. But he also has an inner fire in him also that doesn't always come through, but that is a competitor.
Well, and that, you know, it's probably going to be the last time we have him on, you know, one of these programs. And I did want to, you know, based on what he said there, dropping that nugget, which I guess is news that, and it's probably, Carlo, I'm sure you've tweeted it out already.
Oh, yeah, just sent.
So, but the news is, and that is news, that Matt Sigg will almost hold off, or at least as long as he can, and try to give James Franklin every opportunity to recruit him wherever Franklin may wind up. Franklin has been tied to where? Virginia Tech, maybe the Florida job.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure all those other schools that are open have at least given him a call. But, you know, sources around the agent, Jimmy Sexton, it's Florida and Virginia Tech kind of in a bidding war.
And so, I mean, what was just said on KDKA is essentially major regional recruiting.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, that he just told us. And
but not surprising.
No, but outside of that, though, I guess the point, before we let him go, I wanted to ask him the why, because I'm thinking to myself, man, this kid's pretty loyal to one particular individual and one guy. And, you know, you hear about, and what is so few and far between now, like your ride-or-die players. Like if you're a head coach, who can you trust? Like who's going to be in the foxhole with me? Fewer and fewer cases of that exist in life, and especially in sport, especially even more so in college sport nowadays. Everything and everyone is for sale. There's no ability to develop a relationship, trust, continuity, all of that stuff, because it's all on a one-year, six-month agreement. Things change week to week, and that is what is really so repugnant about the game. And I was just so refreshed to hear that from that guy. I just had to circle back, double down on it, and be like, wait a second. What am I hearing here?
But, Dan, it's the way he has always been.
Of course.
I mean, he could have left Fort Cherry. They talked about it when he was like in eighth grade.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
No, I want to stay here with my friends. I want to stay.
And
this
he built. And they were
go.
His middle school life. They were probably in the middle of that 22-game losing streak as well. That wasn't super.
Yeah, I mean,
prior
he stayed there,
going
and, there. At Fort Cherry because I mean, and what a great run and what great things for that community. Yeah. And he will be an all-time great, no matter what he does in college.
Well, and I just wanted to take a moment here to kind of simmer in it, let it marinate and
give
drink.
A shout out.
But I also want it for us, for our listeners, to kind of drink it in, because kind of what we experienced here in the last 5 to 10 minutes is very atypical in the age and world in which we live in. So stay with us. Coming up next, we'll run down all of the great games. Tomorrow we'll have perhaps the best of the bunch on these airwaves for you. High school football playoffs in November, quarterfinal, semifinal action. Stay with us. All of those great showdowns next on Quest for the Best. Well, special thanks to Bill Chirpak, Thomas Jefferson head coach, Mike Brown, the head coach of the Norwood Knights, who play for a WPIAL championship appearance tomorrow evening against the North Allegheny Tigers. Knights have never been to a championship game. And, of course, we just heard from Matt Sigg, WPIL all-time leader in yards accumulated, and made some big recruiting news waves with us, telling us that wherever James Franklin, the since-dismissed Penn State coach, winds up, that Sigg would give consideration to heading there as he tries to figure out his next steps. Visits coming to Notre Dame and WVU. He's already visited Pitt, among other places. Well, they have a big game, Neshanic and Fort Cherry, coming up tomorrow. We have a big one, Thomas Jefferson and McKeesport, on these airwaves tomorrow for a semifinal game. But let's look at some of the other ones. In 3A, this is an intriguing one, Central Valley Highlands. I see a couple of clubs, Mike White, that are fairly evenly matched. Would you agree with that, or do you think it's an uphill battle for one side or the other?
Highlands has really come on at the end of the season with their running back, who has the three names, Tevin Kratzenberg.
Alan Kratzenberg's Alan. Little brother, yes. And he's a killer.
But I think Central Valley wins.
Okay. What do you have, Carla?
I agree. I think it's just Mark Lyons is a top 10 coach in the Whippy in the last 25 years.
All right. So well, there you have it. North Allegheny, Norwin, semifinal matchup. North Allegheny has been leaking oil. Pine Richland a few weeks ago dropped 67 points on them, and then they followed that up with a Week 9 regular season loss to Seneca Valley. Tigers, bye week, licking their wounds. Carlo, do they have what it takes to get to another championship, or are the Knights going to be just so invigorated that they're going to be able to put down a wounded Tiger?
I think the Knights are invigorated, and I'll tell you what, it comes down to last week's results. North Allegheny only beat the bye week by 3 points.
I think North Allegheny just finds a way to get it done. They win a close one.
I can't not hop on a great story and an interesting storyline here and to root for something fascinating in 6A. For so many years, it has been rubber stamped between Vikings, Tigers, Tigers, Vikings, Vikings, Tigers, maybe the Blue Devils, and that's been that for 6A. Sprinkle in the Knights. Yeah, they have to, you know, walk the plank against Central Catholic the following week, but that's next week. This is this week. Go Knights.
I'm right there with you, Dan. It's an awesome storyline, and you know, another program taking a next step in 6A is a good thing for the classification.
In 3A, does Hopewell have a shot against Imani Christian?
They have a shot, but they won't win. Imani,
yeah,
wins.
It was a small shot, but I'm taking Imani. The weather might play a factor here.
Yeah, that's fair. It's not going to be great tomorrow. How about Canavan? Does Frazier have a shot against the Crusaders, Mike? And do the Bulldogs get something done?
Frazier's one of the great turnaround stories. They won only 4 games the last 4 years, but their season will end. Canavan wins.
Yeah, I would agree.
I'm giving the Commodores a shot. Oh, Frazier handled Greensburg Central Catholic 2 weeks prior. Obviously, Bishop Canavan beat them, but that was a game into the fourth quarter last week. I am taking BC, but I think it's only going to be within 10 points.
How much of a coin flip is South Allegheny and Wash High in this 2A matchup, Mike?
Big coin flip. I don't know who to pick in this. The win put South Allegheny in the semifinals for the first time since 77.
This could be the hardest game to pick on the
slate. I agree with you. I think the Gladiators come through. I'm taking South Allegheny.
I'm just going to act like they didn't lose to Steel Valley. I'm taking South Allegheny.
Yeah, well, and that's why I can't get over that, because Washington, I mean, it's the South.
Yeah, it's the curveball.
Yeah, it's the South Allegheny loss to Steel Valley that has me hesitating. So for that, I go with the Prexies. Elizabeth Forward, North Catholic. I've loved EF since week zero, and I think they have what it takes to get past North Catholic. Carlo, do you?
Yeah, Ryan Messina. He's the type of guy that lead a guy to a champion or lead a program to a championship. I'm saying Avonworth's on upset alert next week, but to get to next week, you got to win this week. I'm taking EF.
Great quarterback matchup, Messina versus Joey Felitsky. Lean pass at WPIL threw for 433 yards and 1.5 last week, but they won't win this week.
Who wins the matchup between Aliquippa and Newcastle?
Newcastle.
I think so as well. I'm on the Red Hurricanes.
I don't even know what to say.
Even Marcus Council's back.
Quips. No idea.
You're picking the Quips?
I guess so. I'm always wrong.
Well, and listen, we count them out and then they prove us wrong, so that's not an obscene thought. Penn Trafford Moon, what do you say here? I think the Tigers get it done.
Johnny Ruane's going.
Woo. I'm with Mike here.
Wow.
I'm taking Mr. Ruane. When all it right. rains, it pours.
Okay, Woody High, USC. Do the Wolverines have a shot?
I'm not betting against
them. So they have a shot. They're the higher seed, but they won't win. I'll take a St. Clair.
That's what I mean. Oh, Mike. I'm going Scoop.
Taking St. Clair. Do they have a shot? They're the higher seed.
I mean, it's the Allegheny Six, for crying out loud, that was unbeaten and untied last week in the first round. I'll go USC as well. And then the granddaddy of them all, McKeesport, Thomas Jefferson, a 4A championship rematch in a semifinal showdown on KDKA Radio. I think this is the year that the Tigers finally get to that championship game and win it all. And it starts with a victory against the Jaguars.
Whoever runs the ball better, Spell or Eber, wins.
Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson, same thing with Aliquippa with me. I can never get it right.
Oh, you're taking Jaguars.
I'm going McKeesport. I'll probably be wrong again.
He's going Jaguars.
McKeesport, and TJ on the airwaves tomorrow starting at 6 with kickoff at 7 right here on the flagship station of the WPIAL, KDKA Radio. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.